Are we supposed to see Hashem's hand in our life? Sometimes, very clearly, yes. The Torah says, if bad things happen, a person shouldn't ignore them. He should stop and say, hey, maybe I'm supposed to be behaving differently. It says that that's a pasuk in Torah. The problem is that people will sometimes become crazy from it.
Yeah.
It's his turn in line, and just then they run out of coffee at Kofix. So he says, oh my gosh, I must be a big sinner. Look at what Hashem did to me. Everyone else in front of me had a good cup of coffee this morning. And just when it's my turn, they had to run out. So if he's going to run back to Beis Medrash and say, start learning the laws of Lashon Hara and say, that's it, I won't say any more Lashon Hara, okay. But maybe he should say, Hashem loves me. He didn't want me to take some more unhealthy iced coffee down my stomach. Maybe it's a good sign. How do you know? Saying people take it to places that are unhealthy. When major things happen, so yes, a person's supposed to try and think...
like a big coincidence, you mean?
Or a good friend of mine, the doctors, he had tremendous stomach pain, and the doctors did an x-ray, and they saw something the size of a pea stuck in his digestive tract, and they thought it was a tumor, and they operated on him, and they found a pea was stuck in his digestive tract.
An actual
pea, yes. So every year on that day he makes a feast for all his friends to celebrate that he it wasn't a tumor. No, he doesn't serve peas. But so okay. But a person, imagine what he felt like when the doctors told him, we see something that might be a tumor the size of a pea in your digestive tract. So then he starts saying, okay, maybe I have to do tshuva. I have to figure out how I'm supposed to be a better person. That it says in Torah. Says when bad things happen, a person is supposed to stop and say, okay, what should I be doing differently? But there's a fine line. Do I say, oh no, for sure, I've been a sinner, this is why this is happening to me? Or do I say, if this is happening, I have to stop and question myself? There's a balance there.
Take it with caution.
Yeah, it's always good to try and figure out where I'm supposed to be a better person. And I am supposed to see Hashem's hand in my life to some degree. But not to the point where I know what Hashem's thinking, but to the point where I say, maybe it's a good thing, maybe it's a bad thing. Don't forget that bad people have very good things happening to them. Meaning good things are not necessarily a sign. Look at how pious I am. It says David's nemesis, right? Who was his nemesis? Doeg, Achitophel. Throughout their lives, they would always have good dreams. They'd wake up in the morning feeling great. Wow, that was a great dream. And David would always have nightmares. Every time he got up from his sleep, he was in a cold sweat. His heart was pumping. David never had a good night's sleep his whole life. He would wake up every morning in a cold sweat, thinking he was almost dead, thinking who knows what. And it was to his benefit, because this way he'd get up every morning and say, oh my gosh, what did I do wrong? Why did I just have such a horrible night? And he'd sit there and analyze and become a better person. So now, what would the average Joe do if every night he had a nightmare? He'd go to a shrink, and he'd say, he'd go to the Kotel 40 days straight, saying, Rabon Shalom, why are you doing this to me? Let me sleep. Right? And David HaMelech has that tremendous self-worth where he says, okay, I will analyze myself. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. He becomes an even better person. But it doesn't knock him off his feet. The danger with these things is that a person can lose everything over this. Does Hashem love me? The answer is yes. Am I confident in that? The problem is no. The more confident I can be in that, so then I can deal with life. I'm not dealing with an ominous God. I'm dealing with Hashem who loves me. I told you guys the story. My friend was fired from a job and he couldn't find the job teaching, right? So he told me this beautiful line. He says, when Hashem kicks you, he's not kicking you into the dirt, he's kicking you forward. A kick in the pants is moving you forward. So the challenges of life are you're being propelled forward. It's not easy, but again, the question is the starting point. You guys asked me about the first girl I dated. So she asked me once, a doozy. I was new to all this. She asked me once, what's your formula for fights between spouses? She knew she was the first girl I dated. So I said, I don't know what my formula is with, but I'll tell you my formula. I think that at the basis, and I still believe in that, by the way, the basis of every argument is one question. Do you love me? One question.
Do I what?
Do you love me? He always did this to me. For 21 years, I've baked your bed. at any rate, if you walk into an argument with the understanding, of course you love me. So then we could work out, because you only did a small thing wrong. But if that brings into question everything, now everything's a question. Because if you really cared, you wouldn't do that. So then everything's terrible. And the same thing is true in our relationship with Hashem. David HaMelech had the confidence, Hashem loves me. So now if he's giving me a challenge, I have to work it out. It's not easy. But that's what gives me strength to work it out. The danger with us, is that we could walk away feeling like Hashem doesn't. I, till today, have the greatest admiration for one person in all of Tanakh. There's one person who, in my book, is so great that I understand that I don't understand him. One person, you know who that is? King Saul. In the whole Tanakh, there's one human being who I look at and I say, I don't understand how he functioned. Because King Saul was told by the prophet that Hashem is his enemy. Shmuel tells him the words, Vayhi arecha. Hashem hates you. Well, I don't know how he didn't commit suicide in that moment. How do you live in God's world? What?
He didn't want to see
God. He didn't want to see God.
I don't want to go there.
How do you live in God's world when God's prophet told you God is your enemy? I have no question on how King Saul lost part of his sanity. I have a question on how he retained any of it. I don't know. I don't understand it. How do you live in the planet when God tells a person he is his enemy? What am I supposed to do now? Eov had it easy in that sense. He wasn't sure. He said, I don't understand you. Why would you do this to me? It's a question. Shaul HaMelech had an answer. Hashem sent the prophet to tell him. Hashem's upset at you. He's your enemy. How do you deal? And your tshuva is not going to help. It's finished. Hashem's decided.
Yeah, what?
How did you know the prophet was legitimate?
No, Shmuel was validated as a prophet. It was Shmuel. He was the most valid prophet of the time. There was no question on Shmuel. Shmuel was the one that anointed him as king, right. There was no question that Shmuel was prophet.
So how did he come to that conclusion? Because it's not true that Hashem hates him, right?
No, what he said was true. That in a certain sense. So Shaul, I guess, knew to put it in its context. Hashem doesn't want me dead, otherwise I'd be dead. And Shaul also knew the importance of every day of his life, which is another great strength that we have to work on. I am important. I am important. What I do matters. And if I do what's right, I have helped the whole world. The more we can see that, the more we will do things that are right. And we can do great things that are right. If we can only realize that I'm important. It's a major thing. And we have a challenge in our generation that we keep telling ourselves negative things. You know, I have never, I don't think ever in my life, ended a speech without thinking I messed that up. I should have done A or B or C different. You realize that? I don't think I've ever ended a speech without saying, oh no, I forgot A. And the way I expressed B, maybe 10 people misunderstood me. And I left out point C. And I made a big deal of point D when point E was more important. So, wait a second. Am I the worst person in the world? I don't think so. But we have a hard time connecting to that. That idea, I am important. I am so important to the world. Can we really connect to that? Shaul knew that. He knew he was the king of Israel. And Israel needed him. And he had to do his mitzvot. Then he could even stand up to the idea that Hashem tells him Hashem's his enemy. How do you do that? No, I'm important. My mitzvot are still important. And we see in the end, Hashem says about Shaul that he was an extraordinary tzaddik. Hashem says good things about him. So again, I'm saying if there's one person in all of Jewish history that I look at and I say, I have such admiration, I understand that I don't understand him. There are many people that I probably don't understand. But I'm not smart enough to know I don't understand them. Shaul, I know I don't understand. Wow. That's King Saul. But coming back to our point, we're supposed to see Hashem's hand in our life without thinking that we've nailed it. I know what he's saying. I don't know what he's saying, but maybe he's giving me a sign and I can't make decisions based on that.